very next thing they heard, I was wearing that ball and chain.
Won't get chuck no more, won't get chuck no more, won't get chuck no more, down the back road.
Joni, my dear Joni, what makes you treat me so? Cause me to wear that ball and chain now, my ankle's sore.
Won't get chuck no more, won't get chuck no more, won't get chuck no more, way down your back road.
18-pound meal, weed, whiskey here to sell. Why can't any man stay at home, but it does work so well.
Won't get drunk no more, won't get drunk no more, won't get drunk no more, down your back road. I'm gonna build a scaffold out on the mountainside, so I can see those pretty gals as they go riding by. Won't get drunk no more, won't get drunk no more, won't get drunk no more, way down your back road. Won't get drunk no more, won't get drunk no more, won't get drunk no more, way down your back road. Won't get drunk no more, won't get drunk no more, won't get drunk no more, way down your back road.
Hey, kids. Yeah. It's your old pals, too. Yeah, I know it doesn't sound much like the regular theme, but that's okay. We planned it that way. It's our big Irish set. Yeah, both kinds of music this week. Bagosh and Bagora. In other words, yeah, I left my theme song at home. Sorry. Jeepers. But yeah, we are going to do a bit of the green tinge stuff for you today to get you ready. Saturday, St. Patrick's Day, you know. Plus, we got this whole Four Horsemen gig on Monday. Finally, we're going to preview that. We got the new Jim Bryson album. We're going to do a lot of things today. Yeah, but first, our official St. Patrick's Day anthem around here.
Don't work too hard, always at the pub. Gene says he ain't coming back, they're down to a nub. Chieftains don't work too hard, always at the pub. Gene says he ain't coming back, they're down to a nub. Yeah! Chieftains don't work too hard, always at the pub. Says he ain't coming back to the round to a nub. Chieftains don't work too hard, always at the pub. Says he ain't coming back to the round to a nub. Yeah! Oh! Yeah. Don't work too hard, always at the pub. James says he ain't coming back till they're down to a nub. James says don't work too hard, always at the pub. James says he ain't coming back till they're down to a nub. James says don't work too hard, always at the pub. James says he ain't coming back till they're down to a nub. James says don't work too hard, always at the pub. James says he ain't coming back till they're down to a nub.
So the best lawyer writes, we had 2 million barrels of snow. We had 3 million sides of our blind horses' hides. We have 4 million barrels of bones. We have 5 million hogs, 6 million ducks, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million files of old Nanny Goss tales in the heart of the Irish Rover.
There was Al Mickey Coote, who paid hard on his flute, and the ladies lined up for a set. He was too good with skill for each sparkling quadrille, till the dancers were fluter and bet. With his smart, witty talk, he was top of the lot, and he rolled the dame under and over. They all knew the bet, but he took up his stats, and he sailed in the Isle of Rover.
Hogan from County Tyrone. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scarce to home work, and a man from Westmead come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Mike McCann, from the banks of the Fan, was the scum on the Irish Rover.
For a sailor, it's always the brother in life. It's a lonesome by night. Charming young whore who will melt all his troubles away. All the noise and the rout, so let's put him in stout. For him soon is done and over. But the love of the maid, he is never afraid. But I saw from the Irish Rover.
We have sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the flood. And a whale of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. Then the ship's got the rock, oh Lord, what a ship. The boat, it was turned right over, turned nine times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. And the last of the Irish Rover.
Yeah. answer ain't nothing positive.
Shane McGowan there. Shane McGowan from, I'm not sure what album that was from. I'm playing it from a single. That Woman's Got Me Drinking. Yes, indeed. And it's probably green beer if it's St. Patrick's Day. Yep, that's happening Saturday. Before Shane was Shane again with the Pogues and the Dubliners from a single they put out, oh, many a moon ago. The Irish Rover. Yes, indeed. And Mojo Nixon at the top of that set from his album Otis, and a little ode to Shane's dentist. Yeah, yeah. Think of Shane McGowan this Saturday, won't you? Yeah. At the top of that set, by the way, the very top of the show, instead of our theme song, we played something from the Chieftains' album Down the Old Plank Road. We heard the title track featuring Tim O'Brien, who is just in town, Jeff White, Bela Fleck, who will be in town at the Folk Festival this summer, and somebody who's in town on Monday, Mr. John Hyatt. Yes, indeed. That show's finally happening. Can you believe it? It's been like, what, 5 months coming? 5 months, I think, that show has been on sale for, and it's finally happening. Crazy, crazy. The show, of course, the Four Horsemen Tour. That's what they call it amongst themselves. I haven't seen that actually used in ads or anything, but that's what they're calling it. They might sell T-shirts with that. I don't know. But the Four Horsemen, of course, John Hyatt, Joe Ely, Guy Clark, and Lyle Lovett. Yes, indeed. Not an Irishman among them, but that doesn't stop him from doing Irish-y stuff. No, no. In fact, we're going to hear them four guys right now in Irish mode. I'm going to start off with Mr. Guy Clark. Title track to his album. Huh, what do you know? Dublin Blues.
In Austin, in the chilly parlor bar, drinking Mad Dog margaritas and not caring where you are. Here I sit in Dublin, just rolling cigarettes, holding back and choking back shakes with every breath. So forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go and I'll love you till I die. I loved you on the Spanish steps the day you said goodbye. I am just a poor boy, Works my middle name. If money was a reason, well, I would not be the same. I'll stand up and be counted. I'll face up to the truth. I'll walk away from trouble. I can't walk away from you. So forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go, and I'll love you till I die. I loved you on the Spanish steps the day you said goodbye.
new song, a song that's true for certain. We can't get high if we get tired. Get on the other side of the room. Steve Jordan in my hard road to travel. Pull off your overcoat, pull off your sleeve. Jordan in my hard road to travel. I believe. Now the public schools and the highways are causing quite an alarm. Get a country man educated in bed and he ain't gonna work on the farm.
Hey, Winnipeg, you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKW 95.9 FM. This is Joe Ely. I'm looking at you chewing gum. Yeah, I left all my station IDs at home, too. Oh, well. That was Joe Ely from his album Lord of the Highway. That was our little Four Horsemen Irish set. Of course, Lord of the Highway sort of sounds like Lord of the Dance. And the song was Are You Listening, Lucky? And, of course, you know, the luck of the Irish. Yeah, I know, it's a stretch. Joe Ely hasn't done anything Irish. Sorry. I tried. Honest, I did.
The expression I think most people identify with the Irish is, of course, the luck of the Irish. Luck of the Irish. Sure. Say you're in a pub somewhere in Ireland. Oh, anywhere in Ireland. Some guy comes up to you and says, hey, is that a bomb I hear ticking? Then BAM! Your small intestines are on the ceiling and your brains are in your car across the street. That's the luck of the Irish for you. Look, who's kidding who, okay? Let's talk about the bad luck of the Irish, all right? How about this? Potato famine! How about that? It scares them, doesn't it? Well, it should. That's why they came here in the first place, so they wouldn't have to work in the potato fields. That's why they became politicians, priests, and cops. Luck, give me a break. I got a friend. His name is Dan Sullivan.
John, go ahead, get a second. To the point.
He's Irish as they come. We used to drink together a lot. After two drinks, he would look like an Irish pirate, you know? And his mother dies, you know? So they wire him and tell him to come to the funeral. You know? Of his mother's funeral. That's
John,
all.
John, what
wait,
is
wait, one second, wait. And he's in India, Nepal, sitting squat-legged, listening to some sacred cow. So he comes back, and he gets stopped at U.S. Customs for trafficking in illegal drugs. Not holding, he's trafficking. I mean, here's this guy, Sullivan. His old lady kicks off, he gets popped at the border, and he's sitting on 50 pounds of black Tibetan finger hash and two keys on slam. Now, that's not bad luck. That's dumb luck. I don't think luck has anything to do with it. I think it's brains. I don't think the guy has any brains at all. First of all, he's a drunk, then he's a junkie. Now, I don't know what's worse. Don't ask me. Ask Sullivan. And what happens? He calls me up and he says, hey, man, I got busted in the border. I need $5,000 bail, you know? Wait a second. I said $5,000, man. I said, hey, man, I never even seen $5,000 in my life. So don't ask me for it, man. Why don't you ask your mother? Which is a dumb thing for me to say because his mother just died. I got this drunken Irish junkie who wants to kill me because of what I said about his mother being in terminal dreamland, you know? Oh, tell one thing, boy. Just take me out! One thing! They love their mothers, boy. Oh, they love their mothers. It's mama this and mama that. Oh, my Irish mother. Ireland must be heaven because my mother comes on there. I can't stand
But the rest of that set, yeah, that was kind of green, wasn't it? Yep. We heard John Hiatt with the Chieftains from the second volume of that Down the Old Plank Road thing they did. We heard Jordan is a Hard Road to Travel and Lyle Lovett with the Chieftains. And Don't Let Your Deal Go Down, a couple of trad numbers there. And Guy Clark at the top of that set with the title track to his album, Dublin Blues. Yes, Guy Clark. It's been a while since Guy Clark's been in Winnipeg. He was at the Folk Festival like every year for about, oh, I don't know, 8 kajillion years back in the Mitch Podolak, Rosalie Goldstein era. Seemed like every year that he'd be there. I can't even count the times I saw Guy Clark way back in the day, but it's been a while. I'm trying to think when the last time he was here. It was probably like, wow, it was like, I'll hazard a guess and say 85. It's been that long. It's been crazy. Actually a little later because he did that show with Townes Van Zandt. Remember when Guy Clark and Townes Van Zandt did a week long stint at the Tom Tom Club there on Osborne, which is now, the Collective Cabaret? Remember that? Are you that old? Or are you as stinking old as I am? Maybe you're lucky and you went there a couple of times like me. It was a wonderful thing. What year was that? What would that have been? I don't think it was 1990. It was late 80s. 89 maybe, something like that. Anyways, Guy Clark coming back to town this Monday with all his pals at the Centennial Concert Hall. Let's hear some Guy Clark music now. Some more. Shall we? Yes, we shall. What are we going to hear? You know, Guy Clark, he's got a new album out, you know? What's it called? It's called Workbench Songs. We're going to hear a song from it in this next set of music. And it's song, it actually goes back to an album called Keepers. It was a live album that came out in 97 and hadn't been recorded up till then, and didn't get a studio version until just last year when a guy put out his most recent album, Workbench Songs. And it's on here in studio form, and it's a great song. And it to me, it's like the quintessential Guy Clark song. Like what the guy does, he takes, it's so simple sounding. He takes a simple little lyrical concept and he takes a simple little musical riff and just puts it together in just the simplest, plainest way imaginable. And it's this monolithic thing by the end of, you know, 2 minutes and 39 seconds. It's, this song in question is called, In the Parking Lot. And it's, you know, the simple thing is like, you know, the parking lot as metaphor for life itself, which is a, you know, simple enough concept. Any monkey with a guitar could have thought it up, but wow, not too many monkeys come up with songs like this. It's an amazing thing. This song is kind of similar in that respect. This is, something he did on one of his albums, but he wrote it with our old pal, Rodney Crowell. And Rodney actually recorded it first back on the album from 1994 called Let the Picture Paint Itself. And this is a little number called Stuff That Works.
I've got an old blue shirt and it suits me just fine. I like the way it feels, so I wear it all the time. I got an old guitar that won't ever stay in tune, but I like the way it sounds in the dark and empty room. I've got an old pair of boots that fit my feet just right. I can work all day and go out and dance all night. Got a new used car that runs just like a top. Hey, I get the feeling it ain't ever gonna stop. And stuff that works, stuff that holds up, is the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, that stuff you feel, the stuff you always reach for when you fall. I got a pretty good friend who's seen me at my worst. I don't care if I'm a blessing or a curse, but he always shows up when the chips are down. It's the kind of friend I like to be around. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, is the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, that stuff you feel, is the stuff you always reach for when you fall. Sense of justice, she don't give odds. I've got a tattoo with her name right through my soul. I think everything she touches turns to gold. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, is the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, that stuff you feel, is the stuff you always reach for when you fall. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, is the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Let him roll, boys, let him roll. I'll bet he's gone to Dallas, rest his soul. Now he was a wino, tried and true, done about everything there is to do. He worked on freighters, he worked in bars, he worked on farms, and he worked on cars. Now it was white port wine that put that look in his eye that grown men get when they need to cry. And we sat down on the curb to rest, and his head just fell down on his chest. He said every single day it gets just a little bit harder to handle, and yet then he lost a thread and his mind got cluttered. The words just rolled off down the gutter. He was an elevator man in a cheap hotel in exchange for the rent on a one-room cell. And he's years old before his time, no thanks to the world and the white port wine. So he says, son, he always called me son. He said, life for you has just begun. And then he's told me the story that I'd heard before, how he fell in love with a Dallas whore. He could cut through the years to the very night that it all ended in a whorehouse fight, and she turned his last proposal down in favor of being a girl about town. Now it's been 17 years right in line, and he ain't been straight none of the time. It's too many years of fighting the weather and too many nights of not being together. So he died. Let him roll, boys, let him roll. I'll bet he's gone to Dallas, rest his soul. Let him roll, boys, let him roll. He always thought that heaven was just a Dallas hole. When they went through his personal effects, in among the stubs from the welfare checks was a crumbling picture of a girl in a door, an address in Dallas, and nothing more. Well, the welfare people provided the priest and a couple from the mission down the street, sang Amazing Grace. Nobody cried except some lady in black way off to the side. We all left and she's standing there, the black veil covering that silver hair. And old one-eyed John said her name was Alice. She used to be a whore in Dallas. Let him roll, boys, let him roll. I bet he's gone to Dallas, rest his soul. Let him roll. Boys, let him roll. He always thought that heaven was just a Dallas hole. Let him roll. Boys, let him roll. Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Greg McPherson, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Well, I'd like to thank my parents for all the shape I'm in. Well, pardon my condition, my excuse is pretty thin. Well, all I wanted was a car when I turned 16. But my folks bought me a guitar, and it'll be the death of me. Well, I could have been a doctor or even an astronaut. Well, hell, I could have been most anything if it weren't for this dreadnought. When I got down to it and I learned the chords C, F, and G, well, I hit the road with my guitar, and it'll be the death of me. And it's the best job I've ever had. You spend half your time tuning them, and the other half playing out of tune. And it's the best job I've ever had. It's the best job I've ever had. Guitars make life bearable. There ain't another job in the world comparable. And it's the best job I've ever had. Well, it's gotten me into some tight spots, and it's got me out of a few. And if it wasn't for the music, well, I don't know what I'd do. But if you have to tell the truth, well, then you have to have the tools. So get yourself a guitar, and it'll be the death of you. 'Cause it's the best job I've ever had. One night in Kansas City, it got broken in a fight, and I glued it back together, and it ain't never been right. It's the best job I've ever had. It's the best job I've ever had. You wanna know why people play guitar all day long and act a fool just for a song? It's the best job they've ever had. It's the best job I've ever had. And I know why Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil down on Highway 61. 'Cause it's the best job he ever had. Now when I die and I get to heaven, I'm gonna tell you what. I may have seen and done a lot of things, but there's still things that I have not. But what I did it the most true, was play this fucking guitar. And I played it all for you.
Sitting on the fender of someone else's truck, drinking Old Crow whiskey, hot 7-Up out in the parking lot. And you can hear the band playing right through the wall. Ain't no cover charge, ain't no last call out in the parking lot. Now there's a couple of cowpokes putting up their dukes. There wasn't much to it, after both of them puked out in the parking lot. And then someone called the police, and the police finally came. They wrote them a couple of tickets, and they took a couple of names out of the parking lot. I love to see the neon dancing on the gravel, and I love to hear the pickup trucks come unravel. Some have given up, some have given in. Looks like everybody's looking for a friend out in the parking lot. Whoops, there's a couple that could not wait to get home. Mother, probably in love, so let's leave them alone out in the parking lot. Now the band's on the bus, they're all loaded up to leave. But the drummer's got a girlfriend, and she's tugging at his sleeve out in the parking lot. Well, I love to see the neon dancing on the gravel. I love to hear the pickup trucks come unravel. Some have given up, some have given in. Looks like everybody's looking for a friend out in the parking lot. Everybody's gone, and they have shot out all the lights, and the dust begins to settle, and it's never been so quiet out in the parking lot.
Guy Clark on the Twang Trust, CKW 95.9 FM. From his brand new record, it's called Workbench Songs. It's a little number called In the Parking Lot. And originally on his 1997 live album, Keepers. But that's the first studio version of that song. Not often that happens. The live album comes out before the studio version. But it did. Before that was Mike Plume from his album, Table for One, and a song he actually co-wrote with Guy Clark called, what was it called? The Best Job I Ever Had. Yeah. And Johnny Cash before that, doing a Guy Clark classic. Holy moly. That's from originally on Guy's very first album, Old Number One. Johnny Cash recorded it in 1987 on his album, Johnny Cash Is Coming to Town. It's also on that new old Austin City Limits DVD album that's out. Yes, it is. So you can pick it up on either of those things. And Rodney Crowell at the top of that set with a song he co-wrote with Guy Clark called Stuff That Works. We heard it from Rodney on his album, Let the Picture Paint Itself. You can also find it on Guy Clark's Dublin Blues album, sung by him. Maybe he'll do that one Monday night at the Centennial Concert Hall. Oh, boy. Only one show. Boy, that's the kind of show you just want to see two or three times in a row, you know? It's boy, if you're going, it's going to be a treat, let me tell you. I went out to Alberta a few years back with a truckload of folks, and me and our old pal Jeff down there at that other station, we were the only two who stuck it out and went to the second night of their two-night Alberta stand. They did Calgary and Edmonton, and we went to both, and we were glad we did. Yes, indeed. Lyle Lovett, of course, he's got a bit of a history in this town, too. Hasn't been here quite as often as Guy Clark, but he's getting up there. Of course, Lyle's very first time in Winnipeg was 1988 at the Folk Festival. Now, I'm going to play just a wacky little thing. You won't believe this. You're going to have to listen real close to this next bit, okay? Now, the night after the Folk Festival, the Monday after the Folk Festival, when he played here in 1988, it was the 11th of July, as a matter of fact. I know because I have a tape of the thing right here in my hand. Lyle Lovett actually played the night after the Folk Festival at the Golden Nugget Saloon on Pembina Highway. The South, it was before there was even a second Golden Nugget. Of course, there aren't any now. But anyway, yeah, Lyle Lovett, believe it or not, played the Golden Nugget Saloon on Pembina Highway, 1988. It was just him and I believe it was just him and a cello player, wasn't it? Maybe he had a bass player too, I'm not sure. But it was an acoustic thing. There wasn't any more than three of them. And of course, Guy Clark was actually at the Folk Festival as well. And a couple other pals of Lyle's were there. Robert Earl Keane. That was the last time he has ever been here. And a guy named Jim Mooney. And they all got up, all three of those guys got up in the middle of the show and did their own little set. Did two or three songs a piece. And then they all jammed out at the end. And wow, it was fun. Let me tell you. A historic show for sure. It was also the show where Lyle met, the Crash Test Dummies for the first time. They were huge fans and they were all sitting at the lip of the stage and of course, the Crash Test Dummies at the time had two female members. Once they got all big and famous, there was only one. But there was two female members of the Crash Test Dummies at the time. And one in particular was sitting all googly-eyed at the front of the stage. And, eventually moved to Texas with Lyle for a while. Yeah, they were an item. It's crazy. Did I ever tell you? I probably told you I have actually two stories of me making an idiot of myself in front of Lyle Lovett. It involves the ex-Crash Test Dummy. What was her name? Megan Saunders, I believe. I don't know if she's still in town or not. I probably shouldn't tell this story. Her family could be listening. I don't even know if I should tell it. Should I tell it? Should I embarrass myself? I've probably told this story before. It's been a while, but Lyle's coming to town Monday. I should probably tell at least one of my embarrassing Lyle Lovett stories. I was at the airport one day, seeing my sister-in-law off. She had been visiting for a while, and she was going home, and we were waiting there by the customs counter. It wasn't open yet. We were waiting for the customs thing to open up so we could go through, and there was a lot of us, a lot of people waiting for their flight, bags all over the place, waiting for the booth to open up, and had nothing better to do. I was just sort of wandering aimlessly, shuffling my feet. And off over there, there's a couple of guitar cases sitting there. So I thought, oh. And there was, like, nobody around. I didn't see anybody standing around them. And just for, I had absolutely nothing to do. I was just wandering around. Thought, let's see what famous rock star these guitars belong to. And I looked down, like it's any of my business in the first place. And I looked down, and plain as day, there's the little luggage tags hanging off these guitar cases. Lyle Lovett, Austin, Texas. I immediately freak out and say, hey, look, it's Lyle Lovett's guitar cases. And about a half a second after that, I look to my left and realize that there's Lyle Lovett and his ex-Crash Test Dummy girlfriend and her family all standing there, and there's this big teary goodbye because she's moving to Texas with Lyle, and there's this big family thing, and Here's this idiot going, hey, look at my loving guitar. And it got worse. Life got worse after that. I made an idiot of myself in front of him again. But I'm going to save that story for another time. Anyways, back to this time, the first time he was in town. Speaking of the crash test dummies, I'm going to play you a little clip, just a tiny little clip, because this tape isn't all that great quality. But I'm going to play you a tiny little clip from the Golden Nugget that July night in 1988. And I was sitting there, of course, bootlegging with my little cassette deck, standing right next to me, like inches away, within earshot of my little microphone, was, I'll play it for you. See if you can guess who this is, standing next to my microphone while I'm bootlegging Lyle Lovett. See if you can hear who it is. You got to listen close, okay? Put your ear right up to the radio. You got to listen close. It's kind of crappy sounding, but if you listen close, you'll be able to pick him out. Here it comes.
This is a song for anybody with us this evening that may be married or may have been married or may have intentions of being married.
This about covers everything.
She hits my mama. She hits my daddy too. She loves to tell me.
She hates the things I do. She loves to lie beside me almost every night. Well, she's no lady, she's my wife. The preacher asked her, and she said, I do. The preacher asked me, and she said, yes, he does too. The preacher said, I pronounce you 99 to life. Son, she's no lady, she's your wife. And I can't remember how I met her. Seems like she's always just been a hanging here off my right arm. And I can't remember how I ever thought that I just couldn't live without a woman's charm. And even though she loves the smell of French perfume, and even though she walks around in high-heeled shoes, well, all I know is I'm the one who pays her price. Man, she's no lady, she's my wife.
CKUW's Famous Entertainment Guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKAW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKAW Friends card.
Ah, time now for CKW's Entertainment Guide. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily. And brought to you by Into the Music. Yeah. Ah, plenty to tell you about these days. Let's see what's happening over at Times Changed High and Lonesome Club this weekend. Well, tomorrow night it's Ego Spank. Friday, some bluegrass with the Doug and Jess Band. And Saturday, spend St. Patrick's Day with Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices. Yep, that's it. Times Changed High and Lonesome Club this weekend. Over at the West End Cultural Center on Saturday, it's the annual West End's Dinner and a Movie Night. It's a fundraiser for the West End. And it's a lot of fun, too. It's this year, of course, being on St. Patrick's Day, they're going with that theme. They're having a traditional Irish dinner and live Irish music featuring somebody whose name I'll probably butcher by trying to pronounce it, but it looks like it's Crutney or something like that. Crutney? I don't know. Something funny, some Gaelic pronunciation. I don't know. Do I look Irish? No. They're also having a screening, the movie half of this thing, a screening of One Night Stand featuring Danu, an act that's played the West End a number of times, as well as the Folk Festival. And tickets are $35, and it's all going to the West End Cultural Center to keep them doing what they do so well all year long. So you've probably paid your CKW Fund Drive pledge. Now it's time to ante up for the West End. They could use your dough, too, let me tell you. Ah, Chris Monday. We've been talking about it all night. We'll talk about it for a little while longer yet because it deserves some talk. John Hyatt, Joe Ely, Lyle Lovett, and Guy Clark at the Centennial Concert Hall. That's this Monday. Finally, finally. Tickets have been on sale for like 5 months. It's crazy. But it's finally here. And there's like, I think there's 7 tickets left if you want to go. And they're all way up in the second balcony or the very back of the floor or something. So you might even want to wait till, if you want to go, I would suggest waiting till Monday and taking a chance and seeing what opens up Monday. Because a lot of times they'll do that. They'll save some tickets for, you know, for Lyle Lovett's ex-girlfriends, and then they don't show up and then they sell them at the last minute. So that's what I'd do if I were you, if I was ticketless. Yeah. Anyway. CKW presenting Moses Mays along with guests God Made Me Funky and Little Boy Boom. Friday, March 23rd at the Garrick Theater. This is an all-ages event that starts at 8:30. Tickets are $15 at Ticketmaster. Tuesday, March 27th, Lee Rocker, ex of the Stray Cats, is playing Cowboys. Special guest, the Farrell Brothers. Friday, March 30th, it's the 5th Annual Songwriters Festival in support of A Season for Nonviolence, featuring Easily Amused, Nathan Rogers, Sheena Grubb, Jody King, and more. At the West End Cultural Center, tickets are $15 for that. Wednesday, April 4th, Andy Mays and Josh Finlayson from the Sky Diggers play the West End Cultural Center. And Saturday, April 14th, the Hatcher Briggs Band at the West End. And that's a bit of an exclusive event. If you want to go, let me know. I'll see if I can get you some tickets. Thursday, April 26th, Kathleen Edwards with special guest closer John Mayer at the MTS Center. Yes, that'll only cost you, what, $60-some dollars? Kathleen, why don't you play a proper place? Come on. We'll talk about that later. Maybe we'll play some Kitty later. Maybe we'll talk about John Mayer and what they're doing together. I don't know. Anyways, Dan Byrne. Dan Byrne's coming back. Hey, cool. He's playing the West End Cultural Center on Sunday, April 29th. And the British invasion continues at the McPhillips Street Station. We just saw the Zombies not too long ago. Wednesday, May 2nd, the Searchers. Yes, Needles and Pins. Every time you walk in the room, that band, the Searchers. They could have been the Beatles, but they weren't. I don't know. Thursday, May 3rd. Jill Barber with special guest, Jim Bryson. Ooh, at the West End Cultural Center. Yes, May 3rd. We have Jim Bryson's brand new record standing by. We'll hear it soon. Honest, we will. Ray Price, country music legend himself, playing the Jim Cale Theater Friday, May 4th. And that's all you need to know. Plenty of shows coming up, though, boy. Like Jeff Berner at the West End, May 5th. Danny Michelle, May 6th. Dustin Bentall and Rami Mays playing Times Change on May 22nd. Yeah. And coming back to Times Change, this is going a ways. We shouldn't even be talking about this, but July 2nd, Hayes Carl, all the way from Texas, is coming back to Times Change. Gonna share the night with Rami there. That's because Hayes Carl is actually playing the Dauphin Country Fest than the day before. Of course, they Canada Day long weekend there in Dauphin. They do the Country Fest thing. And yes, indeed, it's happening again. Hayes Carl coming back. And our old pal, what's our old pal's name? Mr. Peterson. He's going to come down in a while. Is it sometime next month, I think, and spend the day with us and tell us all about the roots rockinist stuff that's going on in Dauphin. Because there's always some cool stuff, like Hayes Carl, for Pete's sake. I believe they've got Corb Lund and some other keen stuff. And, and Mr. Peterson's going to come by, and he's going to give away a pair of weekend passes. And it's the only time you'll ever be able to get them because they're sold out already. Can you believe it? Dauphin Country Fest sells out that fast in advance. It's nuts. It's nuts, I tell you. But yeah, you'll be able to get a pair here. Yes, on the Twang Trust. You'll be able to win a pair. I'm not sure how yet. We had a big fancy skill testing question last year. And I don't know. We got to think up a new way to give them away this year. I'm not quite sure what we're going to do yet. But stay tuned for that. If you're red of neck and you want to hang out in Dauphin all weekend and hear some great country music, then stay tuned for your chance to win. Yeah. But before all that,